artist Richard Huck dives deep. He is a scuba diver who's inspired by the colors, shapes, essences he experiences in and among the coral, schools of fish, shipwrecks, and more. And images from these dives turn up in his remarkable colored pencil renderings. He also dives deep into his memory, and he scans society as well, for the intricate pieces we will see this month at the AFA Gallery in downtown Scranton, alongside photographs by Winifred Helton Harmon. Richard Huck stopped in at the VIA studios to tell us about the show.
These are works that I did from a still life that I created. So more or less what I call a setup drawing. So I create this thing, and sometimes it takes me several weeks to actually put the things together. The piece that you're looking at there is a piece that I did about war. And I put toys in, and I use other things that are a nice contrast to the horrors of the war. And just to add a little bit of life to it with all the destruction. And I did burn all those little buildings just to create these things. But this is all colored pencil. Predominantly, the entire show is colored pencil with an exception of a few smaller pieces that I just completed. The show runs until October 26th, and it's during the hours of AFA. So if you can come on down, check it out. It's a little bit different. It's not exactly flowers. I'm not a flower. I like flowers. I've drawn flowers. I've drawn dead flowers, which added into the conflicts of the war. Not all the pieces are war. I have a lot of pieces that are geared a little bit more toward ecology and what's going on in the world, especially underwater, since I'm a scuba diver. And I pick up a lot of things that I see there, and I have pulled plastic off of creatures and coral, and I know it's horrible to even think that, but that's what happens.
There is even a fish in
this
one.
Yeah, I have to get that in. I mean, some of this stuff is autobiographical. And there's one piece that I have a trumpet mouthpiece, since I played the trumpet when I was a kid. That's in there. And I had my dentist had my molds from when I had some crowns put on. And he came out and said, "You probably want these, don't you?" And I said, yeah. I have that in one of the pieces. And, you know, I try to extend it beyond just the still life, where there might be sunset in the background or different types of skies. There's an iceberg in one piece, which, by the way, I got the scuba dive on once. Gosh, it was something else. I was up in, as they pronounce it, Newfoundland. I've been up there twice already, and there's shipwrecks up there that are wonderful to dive on. And the life on there, just, it's a piece of artistry. It's amazing. And that gives me ideas for some of the works that I do. Not so much the still lives, but some of my more fantastic pieces, where I kind of delve into the fantasy of things. So, but anyway, diving on an iceberg was quite the experience. They took us out in a Zodiac, and then we had to just, you know, gear up in the Zodiac, which is not the easiest thing to do. And then you kind of flop over, and then you navigate yourself to the berg. It's really cool underneath. I mean, it's cold water, but I don't mind it.
Are the colors subtle?
Nah, some of them are pretty brilliant. You know, I see it a lot of times with the anemones and things off the East Coast when I'm diving Jersey and things like that. But they're so much larger up in Newfoundland, so much larger, and just, it's amazing.
Do you take underwater photos?
I used to, but my camera died, and I found that I spent more time trying to get in position to take a photograph, and I'd suck down more air, and I have friends that do.
Now, it's quite a juxtaposition. Tell us about your partner there.
Winifred Helton Harmon teaches at Keystone, along with her husband, Jim Harmon, who is a glass artist. But she's a wonderful photographer, does a lot of nature work. Her works are very large. There's a few smaller pieces, but they're very large and very powerful and very colorful. And it's an interesting contrast from one wall to the wall that I have.
Award-winning artist Richard Huck. His show with Winifred Helton Harmon will be on exhibit through October 26th. At the AFA Gallery, 514 Lackawanna Avenue in downtown Scranton. Richard Hockey is an artist-illustrator. His work has been exhibited throughout the states and abroad in New York, Los Angeles, Paris, Amsterdam, Australia, and Japan. He is a signature status member of the Colored Pencil Society of America, and his pieces have been published in many books and periodicals, including Art in America, The Artist's Magazine, The Philadelphia Inquirer, and the Society of Illustrators Annual. Richard Huck's works and Winifred Helton Harmon's photographs will be on exhibit at the Artists for Art Gallery, 514 Lackawanna Avenue in downtown Scranton through October 26th. Gallery hours Thursdays through Saturday, 12 to 5 p.m. For more information on the web, artistsforart.org, artistsforart.org.